Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know that yesterday I was hearing something about some enchiladas. Now, now, when you left the studio yesterday, Pat,
did you miss me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Well, let me see.
What, did you
this.
Need some backup?
Yeah, I needed backup.
Oh, man, what did he do to you, man? What happened?
You know, there is a commercial. There's a commercial.
Oh, the commercial. Great.
There is a commercial.
You have a mute button.
I've noticed.
I do have the button.
I've noticed. Chris is visiting a certain restaurant quite often during the lunch break. During the lunch break, there is a visit.
There's
a certain bag that we're familiar with that keeps coming.
I know that bag.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over there. And I have a new slogan. I'm not going to release it yet. There's a new slogan for that commercial coming out soon. You might be listening to VFN Radio. But I heard a story about some enchiladas, the beginning of a story. What is this enchilada business? Because you didn't have enchiladas yesterday, but what happened?
No, I didn't. It would have been nice, but, you know, considering what happened. Yes, as a matter of fact, over the weekend, while
you were making fun of my dog.
Well, that's easy
to
do.
We were videoing.
That's very easy to do. I
mean, we were videoing and taking pictures.
You know why that happened, right?
Do tell.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm just saying, though.
Right. So I'm in the office, in my office, and I'm, you know, trying to finish up some work, and all of a sudden I hear this scream.
Well, there was
a noise before the scream.
The rumbling.
Yeah, there was a rumbling before the scream. You know, I didn't know what it was, but then, so I hear this huge crash, and then I hear this scream, and so I run out of... I run out of my office and into the kitchen, and there are enchiladas everywhere.
What? An explosion of enchiladas.
An explosion had taken place in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
And I found myself, as I ran in to save the day, surrounded by 1,000 pieces of broken glass.
Oh my goodness.
Not only was there broken glass, but there was enchilada juice everywhere.
Oh my
God. Oh, nasty.
Oh my goodness.
Did your house smell like one big taco?
Oh, it was one big taco. Right. And, apparently somebody was boiling some water and removed the pot and did not turn off the burner.
And
you know that cookware, I don't know, it's called Pyrex or something. Anyways, it's glass cookware.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Marjane.
We're great in the oven.
Yeah, my wife was making. Well, my wife had made these awesome, awesome enchiladas. You know, she does such a wonderful job, and she was like, "Man, this has got to be my best batch ever because it just looked beautiful."
You know, that was it. She bragged on it.
That's
you could have taken a picture of it, put it in the cookbook. You know, and apparently, you know, she had taken them out of the oven and set them on the stove, and on top of this burner.
Oh,
that was still on. Oh wow, bless her.
And
explosion.
And there was a huge explosion.
Oh my God.
I mean, there was glass everywhere. I mean,
did anybody get hurt?
Well, I did cut my toe when I ended up in the middle of all this glass.
You cut your toe.
Oh my goodness. Where are shoes in the house? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Exploding enchiladas. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to taste any. I noticed that all this wonderful cooking that your wife makes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't see the light of the studio. Is there any particular reason that there aren't any leftovers to share with brothers?
Well, you know, it's so good.
It just leaves us out.
Yeah.
Leaves us out.
Yeah. That's how he rolls, though.
Was this in between the Francis was taking down Sandra or Samson?
Oh,
was it Samson?
Come on.
Speaking of dogs. And
yes.
I hear of a story about your daughter and your...
Very cute story.
Funny.
Very cute story. My, mm-hmm. you know, I have the Doberman. That's Diesel. The, mm-hmm. you know, my nice, I Diesel. Love Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Obedient dog.
Very obedient. Very obedient. Well, we recently had an addition, the poodle. So my little girl, I don't know if she doesn't understand that the dog doesn't talk back. He barks. I don't understand what her mindset is here. But my son and I were talking in the living room, and all of a sudden he points over to her who's across the living room, and she's having this conversation with Sonny the poodle as she is combing Sunny's hair with the comb. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's just combing away. It's like, how do you, where do they get this? It's like she's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. But they start, I guess, young, playing with dolls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the dog is sitting there letting her comb his, oh, wow, his big floppy ears.
He's probably
ears.
Loving life.
Oh, my goodness. And she's just having a conversation. She would try to pick him up, but she's like kind of dragging him, thinking, oh, no, she's going to crush a bone or something, you know. Mm. But it's hilarious. But dogs have a way of just cheering up the environment, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just I wish a long time ago I was able to get a dog for my dad. Mm-hmm. Really would have helped them out a long time. You know, folks that are going through illnesses and are suffering, and sometimes the elderly, a nice companion. I mean, a dog is a great, great companion. A well-behaved dog is a great companion.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. They're so cool. They're obedient. They listen. You take them around.
At least most, anyway.
Yeah, they're really cool. You got to find the right one. You got to find the right one. Find the right one. He'd be a good partner there.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.